I don't have many friends, so I'm very certain of the type of friends I have. For sure, I don't have any cops. I don't have any dentists or doctors. It's one of the questions I ask after, what's your name? It's not, what do you do for a living? It's, are you a cop? I don't want to be friends with these people because there's always bad news. There's never good news. The good news is always after bad news. No news is actually good news. Because I'm getting older, I have to be friends with these people. You know, I made a doctor's appointment. So I'm back with Kaiser. Yeah, I haven't been with Kaiser since I left my parents' insurance at 25, and it's almost like coming full circle because I'm moving back to this area that I grew up in. And I was like, well, it's really 5 minutes from the house. So as opposed to me trying to figure out, oh, who do I need to go? Where do I need to go? Is there an urgent care? Who do I need to talk to? And I'm getting old, you know. If anything, you know, this is it's a building that the way I would describe it is it's historic, meaning nothing has changed, you know. So in a way, I can pretty much figure out where I'm going. You know, it's just like grandparents, you know, you don't want to change things around for their sake of them not knowing where things are. The doctor I picked, so on Kaiser, they have this app. I tried to figure out, you know, who was my primary. There is no Yelp review, so I really don't know who to pick. But this one guy, Dr. Song, obviously is, I don't know if he is the only guy there or he's just like slim pickings and that's like the guy that's available, because a lot of appointments availability is wide open with this guy. So I don't know anything. I don't think it's all that great on my end, but it's Kaiser's is probably on par with what they have, right? I also think it'd be kind of cute. He goes, you know, I'm Dr. Song. And I'd be like, hey, well, it's funny. I'm Wong. That's my name. I feel like that we could actually start a business together called Wong Songs or Song Wongs. Or maybe I could just be a doctor-patient relationship of us just having rhyming names. So I filled up everything on the app. There's 8-step process. I was on top of things. I didn't want to be that one guy that, you know, they go, did you fill out the questionnaire? And I'd be like, I don't know what this is. But I'd rather be the guy that's more prepared. Checked in, like Southwest, you get to check in early, 24-hour notice. So I was good to go. You know, when I got there, everything was kind of, it really was historic, you know. Nothing's changed. It's like going to your grandparents' house. That it's a place that they did not want to invest in renovations or updates. They just don't believe in it. They want that historical plaque on their building. So I go, I check in, and they go, yeah, you're at the right place. I go, great. And they got me in right away. So this is a plus for me. I don't like to wait because, you know, you've heard the rumors. I don't know if you've heard it before. The rumors is they have you wait because they want to see what your insurance provides. If, you know, how much they could get out of you. Whereas with me, it's free. So they were probably thinking like, well, he's not paying anyway. And Dr. Song has availabilities all until February, so let's get this guy in, get this guy out. The first thing that they asked was, this nurse gets me in and she goes, what's your height? I was like, oh, I get to pick? How weird is it that I get to pick? Like, don't you usually like make me stand up against a wall with a pencil and see how tall I am as opposed to me picking. This is almost like the probably the exact same doctor that Donald Trump had, you know, when he listed himself as 6'3", 215. I gave my guess and she accepted it, you know, so that was on par. I was like, do I wish I get to pick my weight too. Can I pick my weight? Is that the next thing I have to do? She didn't let me do that. She made me stand on the scale. And the scale, I was pleasantly surprised with the weight, even with all the clothes I had on. So this is already beginning to feel like the MAGA doctor, even though it's not Walter Reed. It just had a sense of, I think I could beat this, you know? I had a little bit of confidence. So they stick me in this room and do the blood pressure thing. And the nurse goes, oh, you are as healthy as a 20-year-old boy. I think she's just trying to butter me up. I have no idea why she's just trying to make me feel better, because I know it's got to be all bad news when I'm with me and my condition, me just being old. And she goes, oh, by the way, Dr. Song has a intern. Is it okay? I didn't want to be that one guy that just didn't allow this other person to see me. I don't even know, you know, what the thing is. You know, like, why does this guy want to be a doctor? Does he not want to have me as his friend either? It's got to be super weird, right? But obviously, it's a kid. When I say a kid, I mean just, you know, somebody that's younger that really wants to see what this, or you know what, it could just be a Batman Robin competition. I really don't know what was going on with this guy. I just wasn't hoping that he'd be like Grey's Anatomy when he's just, you know, in a white robe and a clipboard. It makes me feel double nervous. Or, you know, it's just having the two of them in this tiny little room, but it just feels like interrogation, right? So the doctor comes in, the guy stood the whole time. Which was fine. Didn't shake my hand. It was, you could clearly see that he was socially awkward, just like us. So it's just three awkward people in this room. And the doctor goes, Dr. Song goes, do you have any questions that I can answer for you? And I said, well, I got this rashy elbow right here. I showed him, which kind of looks, sorry, not an elbow. It's like this thing right next to the elbow. It looks like a second elbow. So it looks like I have two elbows next to each other. And I said, it's been about 10 years. I was hoping to get this fixed. And he goes, oh, that's eczema. You just need to put ointment on it. Maybe 3 to 4 times a day. I go, oh, like what I've been doing for the last 10 years. So the walls are paper thin because it's a historic building. I could hear the nurse ask a new patient, what's your height? So I yelled, you can pick your height. And she goes, you're about 5'1". So I guess she might be a human lie detector. Then the doctor goes, do you have any more questions? And I asked him about the real reason why I picked him is because he might possibly have small hands. And I asked him about the prostate colon thing. Then he clicked a couple of clicks on his page, I guess. It's iPad. I don't know what he had up, but it's, you know, the records. And the guy goes, oh, you don't have to do it until you're 47. Like, he was even confused. He goes, I guess you have to do it until you're 47. Not according to the commercials. According to the commercials, is anybody above the age of 45. I thought I'd qualify, but I clearly have another year of grace, but also anxiety, because I feel like I just kind of need to get this out of the way to just know what it's like, as opposed to me just talking about it the whole entire time. So that's kind of how our appointment went. I was also very concerned about blood work because I don't enjoy needles. This is after he tells me that I need to get 3 shots. You need the COVID, the flu, and the tetanus shot. He goes, you're long overdue for these. And while talking about blood work, he goes, how much do you exercise? And I said, 10 minutes a day. That's being honest. It's not a straight 10. It's a cumulative 10. And I play softball. And he goes, how much softball do you play? And I go, 4 nights a week. And he goes, oh, you're fine. I think he misheard what I said when I said softball. I think he implied that I played basketball, you know, as opposed to what softball is associated with, which is beer and just standing around with cardio. An orange ball and cardio. That's the thing he got us confused. But I felt like I skated by this whole entire appointment, this health check. I didn't even have blood work drawn. You know, we're supposed to get our 3 shots. I sat in the room. He goes, all right, thank you. Nice to meet you. And he walks out with his entourage. And the guy came back, gave me my paperwork, which was, you know, like my heart rate and stuff. And I sat there for 20 minutes. Then the nurse that let us pick her height, she comes in, freaks out, has a little startled moment. Surprised to see that I'm still sitting here. I feel like I was just, you know, like she saw me naked or something. That's the kind of startled she was. And she goes, what are you doing here? I was like, I'm waiting for my shots. And she goes, well, we're understaffed right now. We don't have shots to give. You have to come back another time. And that was it. That was exactly how I went. Kaiser. It's the make America great again, or just make you be happy.